Hello, everybody. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. And today we're going to be beginning a new study, the study number 5, which is the letter E. And we'll be talking about the enemy. The enemy. And when we're talking about the enemy, in parentheses, you can write down Satan. Satan. And this is one of the studies that I have mentioned to you before that the enemy knows, and he does not want us to talk about this at all. He doesn't want us to learn anything about him. He doesn't want anybody to know anything about what God's Word says about him. But nevertheless, we're going to go through it, and we're going to go through it section by section. We're going to be finding out what the Bible has to say concerning the enemy, which is Satan. And I don't know how much you know about him. I have grown up believing that there was a devil, and I'm sure you did too. And I didn't know what his business was concerning God. I just knew that on the cartoons it used to show a fella standing there thinking about doing good and evil, and then an angel would pop up on one shoulder and a devil would pop up on the other shoulder with a pitchfork. And both of them be fighting for that same guy against one another. Remember them cartoons? And that's about as much as I knew about Satan. I didn't know how he worked in people's lives personally, and how actual he was in human beings' lives as far as physically being on this earth and being in the body. And I sure didn't know anything about what the Bible said and what God teaches, what God the Holy Ghost teaches us from the Scriptures concerning him. There is quite a bit of information concerning him, but again, I remind you that this is the ABCs of Christian Growth. We're going to go over and talk about the enemy and talk about Satan. And we're going to find out several things concerning him. We're going to talk about whether or not the Bible teaches that he exists. We're going to talk about the origin of Satan, the origin of the enemy. Where did he come from? And how did he come about to begin with? What does the Bible say? Now, I want to remind you of something. Whenever we're talking about any subject on these lessons, we're going to be talking about it from what the standpoint of what the Bible teaches and what God's Word says, not what people think, not what the movies and not what the television has portrayed and all that gobbledygook that the world's put out there. But we're going to talk about what the Bible says. And if it contradicts anything that we have learned or anything that we have thought in the past, or anything that we have imagined on our own, then we're going to abandon that and we're going to go with what the Bible says, because the Bible is truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So there's no sense in you studying and going through these studies if you're not going to believe the truth. If you're going to pick and choose what you want to believe, then there's no sense in going into God's Word to begin with, because God's Word, the Bible says, you cannot drink of the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. God's Word does not mix with false. It's either true or false, up or down, in or out, right or left, black or white, salt or pepper, light or darkness, one or the other. But what we're after is the truth. And I know that's why you're listening to these, is because that's what you're seeking and that's what you want to believe. So we're going to go about that in that manner of finding out about this enemy and whether he exists. We're going to find out what Satan's sin was, and talk about that. We're going to talk about, where is Satan right now? Where does the Bible say Satan is right now? Does it tell us? Yes, it does. We're going to talk about Satan's workings among the unsaved, the people that have not believed on Jesus Christ as the Son of God and as their Savior and the Messiah. We're going to find out how the devil works among the unsaved. And then we're going to talk about how Satan works among real Christians, not professing Christians, but real Christians that have actually received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and have believed on Him and are have committed and devoted their lives to Him. And then we're going to talk about how do I deal with the devil. How do I deal with him, and whether I ought to deal with him at all, or should I run from him? Should I fight him? Should I? What does the Bible say concerning our relationship with the devil? Okay, and then we're going to talk about a final warning of the character and the work of Satan. What kind of works Satan has put out in the world and put out in front of people, and the things that he has introduced into the world system, into society, in among people, and how we can how we can recognize him and recognize his works. And that's what we're going to be looking at. So we're going to begin today. And first, let's just start like this. Let's just, there's some people that that do not believe in the existence of a personal devil. They call him a medieval invention designed to scare people into the church. Well, first of all, why would the enemy of God want to scare people into going to church where they're going to hear about God and hear about the truth, you see? But silly as that is, they say that there's no such thing, and it's a fairy tale, and it's a story that's been brought up to scare people so that they'll go to church and be scared of the devil and run from the blah, 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 blah. Okay, others imagine the devil to be dressed in a red suit, complete with horns and cloven feet, just like we was talking about a while ago. And he's got a long dragon's tail, and he's standing in hell tormenting people with a pitchfork. Now, if probably in your lifetime you have seen an example of that, whether it be on TV or be through a picture or a comic strip or something in a newspaper or something like that, where the devil's there with horns and dressed up like that and stuff like that. But both of these views are false. They're not what the Bible teaches. Now, granted, the devil, and we're going to get into what he is and what kind of creation he is, and whether he's a human being or whether he's half and half or whether he's half animal or what is he. But we're going to talk about all that. But portrayals are, and what people's imaginations bring about the enemy, are false when it comes to the dressed up in a with horns and cloven feet and stuff like that, and all of that stuff. That's all Hollywood stuff. But it's not what the Bible teaches. Now, the Bible does teach that the devil is a dragon. It does teach that. So when it comes to having a tail and stuff like that and all these things, the Bible doesn't go into detail concerning the things like that that would just do something for your imagination rather than feed you truth. But the Bible does refer to the enemy as a dragon, okay? And we'll get into that and talk about that later on, all right? Now, first of all, let's say this: the devil's no joke. He's not a joke. He's not anybody to be joking with. He's not anything to be joking about. He's not. Like Flip Wilson used to say, for you older folks that used to listen, the devil made me do it, and making a joke out of him. And thinking that, the devil uses that kind of stuff against people to think that he's a joke. He's not a joke, and the Bible doesn't teach that he's a joke or that he is somebody to be manipulated or played with. He's real, and he is a danger. The Bible teaches that. And you'll see that as we go through this study. Now, I'm not telling you this stuff about him being real and being an actual creation and him being present and able and can be in your town or at your side and you not knowing it. They say that there's a difference in a town that's so wicked that has devils in it, and all towns do have devils in them, and the servants or the angels of Satan that fell with him, and his servants, the ones that serve with him, the fallen angels, they're called devils in the Bible, and unclean spirits. But all towns have those, and depending on how the wickedness of it, and how much of the gospel is there, and the Bible believers, and how much war's going on there, spiritual warfare. But they say there's a complete difference when Satan himself, I've heard preachers say that before, and I tend to believe it, that there is a complete change in a town when Satan himself passes through. Now, I don't know that Satan's ever been that close to me. I don't know. He probably got his smallest, weakest, spirit by fighting with me. I'm no challenge. But, the Lord Jesus Christ is. Now, the devil's no joke, and he is real, and he is a danger, and he should not be anything in your imagination or in your mind that you should be joking with anybody about or cracking jokes about when it comes to you living for the Lord and it comes to you walking as a child of God. Now, in this lesson, we're gonna learn what the Bible teaches concerning Satan, okay? Now, the first thing we want to do is let's just talk about whether or not Satan exists. Does he exist at all? What's the Bible say about his existence? Well, the first thing we can recognize is that 7 Old Testament books out of the 39, 7 Old Testament books and 19 New Testament books out of the 27 in the New Testament refer to the existence of Satan. Now let me repeat that. 7 Old Testament books and 19 New Testament books refer to the existence of Satan. Now, if that don't tell you something, 26 books out of 66 in the Scriptures mention Satan and his existence. That's pretty good odds that this creation or this person, this spirit, exists. Now, the first scripture we want to go to, and I hope you got your pencil and your paper, because you need to be writing these things down, and if you don't want to, that's fine, but you should. You should write these scriptures down, and you should read them again after we're done talking about them. But does Satan exist? The first scripture we want to go to is Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1 through 11. And I'm going to read it to you, and you know what it's about. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ and his temptation in the wilderness and when the tempter, Satan, came to him. And let me read it to you. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, For it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the question that we're bringing about, and the study, the part of the study, the truth that we want to talk about right now in the beginning of this study of the enemy, Satan, is, does Satan exist? Well, first of all, we're reading the Word of God. Do you believe the Word of God? Do you believe that the things that are written about him or about the Lord Jesus Christ in the Word of God are true and actual, and that they are preserved for us in truth, and that we can trust them with our very souls? Well, you do it with your salvation. Why wouldn't you do it with about what you read about concerning meeting of Satan and the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, that's what we just read about right here in Matthew chapter 4. We read about an engagement that the enemy waited for the Lord Jesus Christ to be led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. And the Lord had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights as a human being. Now, you can imagine how hungry the Lord was and how weak he was as far as physical man goes. The Lord Jesus Christ was 100% man. Jesus Christ is the name of a man. Even though that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he was also a physical human being. And the tempter came to him, and that's how the tempter does. He come to him. The Bible says that he came to him, and he tempted him three different times about three different things, about questioning whether or not he was the Son of God, and that the Lord, in return, fired back at him with, it is written. He referred, he defended himself against the enemy with the Word of God, the written Word of God. Now, that ought to tell you something about the Word of God also. But we're talking about, does Satan exist? Well, if Satan doesn't exist, then what we've just read about, that makes the Lord Jesus Christ a liar and the Bible a liar, because the Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ was tempted of him three different times in the wilderness at his weakest moment as a human being. And that he had a conversation with the devil, and he rebuked the devil with the Word of God three different times. And if Satan did not exist, then the entire episode right here, or the entire piece of Scripture in Matthew chapter 4, is a lie. And if it's a lie, and the Lord Jesus Christ did not meet with Satan and be tempted of Satan, then Jesus is a liar. You see, so the Scriptures teach us that Jesus Christ himself knows of the enemy and had an encounter with the enemy. And I'm sure this is not the last time when he was present here on the earth in his first coming, but that he had a run in with the devil. And the Bible teaches us that. Now, Satan was real in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible teaches right here. So does Satan exist? According to the Lord Jesus Christ himself, he does. Jesus spoke to the devil straight to his face three different times and answered him with Scripture three different times. Now, you either believe that or you don't believe that. Does Satan exist? According to the Scriptures in Matthew chapter 4 and the Lord Jesus Christ's meeting with him, yes, he does. Yes, he does. Now, there were three different names that were used as titles in Matthew chapter 4, what we just read. Did you catch those? There were three different names that the Scriptures called the devil in that portion of Scripture. Did you catch them? The first one was, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The devil, it is scriptural that the devil's name is the devil. Yes. Okay. And then it also called him something else. It says, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, there's another name of the devil in the Scriptures. He's called the tempter. You can write these down. they'll be on your test. The devil is one name. Does he exist? If he didn't exist, he wouldn't have names, right? He has names. The Bible gives names for this creature, okay? And he is called the devil. He is called the tempter. And then there's one more that he's called. And we go on down through there, and it says, then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan. So we see three different names named for this creature that Jesus Christ encountered and had a confrontation with and was tempted of him personally as a person and was tempted and even was tempted to fall down and worship him as a person or as a creature. And he has three different names, okay? And those are the devil, the tempter, and Satan. Now, something or somebody that does not exist does not have a name. You see, why would the Bible speak of this individual having three different names in that scripture if he did not exist? Foolishness. Yes, he does exist. The Bible teaches very much that this creature exists, Satan, or the devil, or the tempter. Now, how many times did Satan tempt the Lord? Did you catch that? He tempted him three different times, didn't he? What was the temptations that he tempted him with? He tempted him with bread. He caught him at his most weakest moment as a man as a physical man, and caught him 40 days and 40 nights fasting and tempted him with bread. The Lord rebuked him with the word of God, that every man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up to the holy city, Jerusalem, and he put him on a pinnacle, the very highest part of the temple, or it says setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. There might have been one, more than one, I don't know, but he set him on a pinnacle, one of the highest places of the temple, and then tempted him and said, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down. Because it is written, you see, this creature even knows the Word of God and what is written in the Word of God. Did you catch that? Did you catch how Satan quoted Scripture? And by the way, he quoted it wrongly. If you look at the Scripture, you'll see that it's different the way he quoted it than it is written in the Word of God. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord, Satan tempted him and said, cast yourself off of here, jump off. He said, jump. He said, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. He said, the Scripture says the angels will catch you. So you don't dash your foot against the stone, and they'll save you before you hit the ground. And the Lord rebuked him again and said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And then the devil took him up on a high mountain up there, and where he could see all the glory of all the kingdoms of the world. And that should tell you that Satan does exist and that he's a person, because he's able, he's in charge of all the kingdoms of the world. Otherwise, he could not have given them to the Lord Jesus Christ, you see. And said unto them, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. He just wanted the Son of God to worship him. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Praise his name. The Lord Jesus Christ didn't give in. He used the word of God to defend himself. And then the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. So what have we found out? How many times did Satan tempt the Lord? He tempted him three times, didn't he? Somebody that doesn't exist doesn't tempt the Son of God, you see. And why would the Bible put these things in here and these instances and these things in history and these things when the Lord Jesus Christ was physically here on the earth? Why would the Lord have these things written in the Word of God in Matthew if it were not true? According to the Word of God in Matthew, yes, the enemy, Satan, does exist. Now, how did the Lord Jesus Christ answer the devil? what was the basic thing that the Lord Jesus Christ said all three times to the enemy concerning his temptations. He said at the same time, three different times, he said, "It is written. It is written." So another truth that we find out in this portion of Scripture, not only did we find out that that Satan exists because the Lord Jesus Christ proves to us that he exists. Jesus doesn't talk to the air. He doesn't answer the air. He doesn't answer questions from imaginary imaginations and imaginary things. It was a literal conversation and a literal temptation. But the Lord rebuked him with the word of God. It is written, and the Lord Jesus Christ told us right then and showed us some truths in that portion of Scripture concerning the written word of God and how powerful it is. And Satan's fear of the word of God. You see, it doesn't tell us that Satan came back and said anything else after the Lord said, "It is written," and quoted his father's word to Satan. Satan didn't rebut anything concerning that. He shut his mouth and went to the next temptation. And then after three temptations, the devil left, you see. He had enough. The word of God run him off. And the Lord Jesus Christ used the Word of God to defend himself against the temptations of Satan at his most weakest moment of 40 days and 40 nights as a man. So praise the Lord. He showed us a lot of truth in that. So the first thing we wanted to find out, according to the Scriptures, and we'll have more Scriptures later concerning this, but in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11, this does prove to us, according to the Word of God, that Satan does exist. The enemy does exist. It also shows us that he has names, and he has more names than what we have seen today, but we've seen today that he is called the devil, that he is called the tempter. And we know that he is indeed a tempter, don't we? And we also know that he is called Satan. So you would be scriptural to call him the devil. You would be scriptural to call him the tempter. And you would be scriptural to call him Satan. And we see that the Lord has taught us that he was tempted three times, what he was tempted with, and how he responded to those temptations. And the Lord used the Scriptures to rebuke the devil and defeated him and sent him walking. So, what have we learned today? And we're getting pretty close to our time here already. But this is something that we needed to establish, and you can look up. Now, you keep that Scripture right there, and while you're looking through that Scripture, and you're seeing that that Scripture does teach the existence of Satan, because our Lord says he exists, that you can run the references and get into your concordance and look at Matthew chapter 4, 1 through 11, and follow the other Scriptures concerning what it leads you to, what the Lord leads you to from Matthew concerning the existence of Satan, and it'll show you other Scriptures. But we will have plenty of Scripture to look at here, but not today. All right? So, does Satan exist? Yes, he does. But from what we see, we found a lot of truth in this first part of the Scripture here. From what we see, that Satan is so, we was talking about whether or not you should hold your fist up to Satan and whether you should think he's a joke or whether he's real or whether he's a danger or not. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a man, and as the Son of God, he did not hold his fist up to Satan, even though he could have crushed him if he wanted to. But the Lord used the Word of God to rebuke him only. And that is why Satan, it says, he leaveth him. Then the devil leaveth him. And behold, the angels came and ministered unto the Lord, unto him. Okay, so should we joke about the devil? No. Is he real? Yes. And is he a danger? You better believe he is. He tried to tempt the Son of God. He tried to tempt God in the flesh, literally, to his face, and tried to get him I'm absent for words today. I'm sorry. Tried to get him up to abandon his father. You see, and what arrogance? That's the word. What arrogance, huh? You see that if the devil's going to, if he'll go after the Son of God, you think he's going to have any problem with us little peons? I don't know, but he is real and he is a danger. And the Bible this is what the Bible teaches us concerning Satan. So I hope you've seen that so far, and that you've recognized that he is existent. Now we'll go into the origin of Satan on this next one, okay? And we'll move into the book of Ezekiel, and we'll look at the book of Isaiah also. And some of you already know what I'm talking about, but the scriptures in the Old Testament talk about Satan and talk about his old name of Lucifer and where he fell and all sorts of things like that. But we're going to take it little by little so we understand it and we see it plainly in the Word of God, okay? So the Lord bless you and thank you for listening to this. And I hope that you've been blessed today. And the Bible says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You've seen the example in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did. The Bible nowhere tells us to hold our fist up and get in a boxing ring with the devil. He'll beat your brains out. He will kill you if he can. And I'm not just saying that. That's what the scripture says. And should we be scared of him? No, we don't have to be scared of him, but we do have to resist him because God is more powerful than him and God can instruct him and he don't get to do anything without God's permission. We'll see that also. But should we tempt him? Should we challenge him? No. No, we should not. So let's just move on and take this piece by piece and let God the Holy Ghost teach us concerning this creature and who is called the enemy in our lesson of the letter E. His name is Satan. He's called the tempter, and he's also called the devil. So the Lord bless you. And until we have the next recording, I hope that you have a blessed evening or morning, and give the glory to the Lord. Give the Lord all the glory. Glorify him. God bless you. Bye-bye.